On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Gentleman by the name of Jake just sent some incredible pictures from Alamo Lake with a beautiful sunset. If you have an Arizona landscape or wildlife picture, it's something new here to Rosie on the House. 2019 will be our second calendar print, and we wanted to do it with the listening audience. So we actually have we did a photo contest last year. We're doing that again this year. But we're also doing a recipe contest. We have the Farm Bureau in at the beginning of every month to talk about the local produce or meats that are available from local Arizona farmers and ranchers. And we thought it'd be fun to then incorporate a recipe that follows along with whatever our commodity, our ag commodity of the month will be. And that's done in the 8 o'clock hour, the first Saturday of every month. Next month, for example, starting off the first 3 months, January will be lettuce and leafy greens coming out of Yuma, biggest lettuce-producing county in America. February will be strawberries, so we're looking for a recipe that includes a strawberry, whether it's a shake or
pie, yeah,
or I don't know, just it has to have a strawberry in it. Yeah. March is peach. So then we got cheese, barbecue recipes.
Oh,
I'm going to have to put my own in that one. You don't even bother submitting.
Really?
It's the best. You trust me. June candy. We actually have a few local candy makers. So we've got beans, tomatoes, apples, pumpkins, turkey, and fruitcake. Who put fruitcake?
Wait.
How did that get missed?
Is this fruitcake for
December of 2019?
Is it dessert or construction material?
Construction material. Now we're talking. Okay, so there will be an application for it.
Yeah.
In that home maintenance calendar, we have weekly to-dos, and here in our open line hour at 9:32 is where we cover our weekly to-do. And this week, we're talking about our cabinet conditions. Are you sitting in your kitchen right now? A little coffee, little breakfast, and you notice all the discoloration around the corner of the cabinet by the knob where the oils from your fingers have been accumulating over the last couple years that you haven't done anything about. Is there little paint areas that are starting to peel or fade? Is the glass on the cabinets a little dusty and we haven't taken the time to properly wipe them? Is there a cabinet that the whole family knows don't open that one? Because the slide-out shelves inside don't really work, and you got to be prepared to catch whatever comes out of it. Well, we've got that is our to-do, going through all of our cabinets. And to join us in this conversation is a guy that has spent much of his time and day and profession with sandpaper, with your cabinet doors, in his shop, sanding off all your greasy, oily mess, whether it's from your fingers or it's the cabinets that are next to your cook area as things are boiling over and popping out and trying to restore and bring them back to life. Ray Hernandez of Ray of Light, thanks for letting us steal a few minutes of your Saturday morning.
Oh, good morning, Romy. No problem. Anytime.
So just how many hours have you spent?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't tell you how much hours I've spent on stripping, sanding down to bare wood. But nowadays, you know, as you know, Romy, I spend more time with the clients, you know, designing more. And it's my men and women who do really well and spending all that labor time on getting them down to bare wood, making sure that they're prepped adequately in order for us to, get a great finish on their cabinetry.
And what's the most important critical thing? We'll get to the maintenance part and cleaning it up in a minute.
Yes.
We always want to start with preventative maintenance. Is there a magic, you know, we polish our cars. Is there a magic wood polish that we could be putting on top of cabinet finishes that would ever keep any of these cooking or hand oils from penetrating into the wood to begin with?
Well, I don't know, Romy, if there's a magic product out there. Obviously, the best way of maintenance would be everyday maintenance when, after using your kitchen, you know, getting a soft cotton cloth or maybe of a microfiber cloth with just warm water and just cleaning up after you use your kitchen, especially on those areas around the stove area, whether it's your lower perimeter cabinet or your upper cabinets and or the sink area. You definitely want to get the water off of puddling, especially on that false front or those doors below the sink are always a problem area for our clients, or even in the vanity bathroom. That's another area where, you know, you have to get back to work, you know, early in the morning or what have you, and usually they get abused, and it's mainly water sitting on your cabinetry, on that false front or those upper doors. And basically what you want to do as far as products go, you definitely want to stay away from those products that have any product that you can get that's wax-free or silicone-free polish is going to be your best bet.
We're looking for wax-free or silicone-free. That is pretty critical, whether we're talking painted or stained wood. Let's go into an application where we don't need to strip all the way back down to bare and start and completely over and refurbish. As I'm sitting there cleaning the cabinets, how do I keep from going too far? Because once you do go too far, whether it's stain or paint, there's no patchwork that ever hides that up. And you soon find out that it was actually better if you just left it dingy, dingy grease.
Yeah.
Shows character.
I think you definitely, again, go back to those products. You definitely want to stay away from furniture wax that will build up over time. And a lot of times it attracts dust or some grime in those areas. And left on, as you said, it can take away the top coat or top finish, which is our protective agent that's protecting the finish underneath, the stain or what have you. But once you get to a point where it gets pretty worn down, there are some products out there, possibly, you know, with the DIY that you could go to the Home Depot. There are some products out there that you can get to closely match your finish, and there's a lot of Blendalls or I would tend to stay away from the markers. Those could get to a point where you would want to have a professional over, but there are some touch-up kits that you could apply, but you would have to be very artistic and very patient, I would have to say. But that there are some products that you could carefully and gently apply to help mask those areas.
And the patient side is what I want to spend a minute covering, because what do you do when you start scrubbing something and it doesn't come off?
Take away the finish, correct.
You get something that scrubs harder. So if you're trying to clean your cabinets and it's not working, don't grab your Brillo pad. Don't grab your SOS steel wool. Just it may not be something that you get done in one setting. You know, gently rub it. come back later, gently rub it. Maybe just break it up into sections. I'm going to do these two cabinet doors today, these two tomorrow, these two the next day, and by the end of the week, you've got it done. You can't rush it, and don't get aggressive, because that's when homeowners take it too far. And now instead of just spending an extra 10 minutes gently scrubbing a cabinet door, we're taking every cabinet door and drawer face off down to a shop, and we've got our kitchen torn apart for 3 weeks while we're stripping it back down to the bare wood and starting all over.
Absolutely.
Now, that's not a bad option at the point the cabinets are too far or you're looking for a different look. I don't understand white cabinets at all, but some exist. If I moved into a home that had white cabinets, I would tell you the first thing I would do would bring them down to your strip shop, get it all off, and start with something new. Maybe you're just looking to change the look. That is still a great option, because what happens if you say, you know what, we're just going to get new cabinets? Well, then you got to get new appliances, right? We're already doing this. Well,
yep.
We're going to get a different kitchen sink. Well, we're going to do different flooring. It can snowball, compound effect happens very quickly when we start making those types of rip-out decisions, because it's a lot cheaper to redo all this while it's ripped out than one at a timing it. Ray, the final thing is consider your cabinets while you're cleaning. How often do you see cabinets ruined by cleaners that were meant for the oven or for the glass or for the kitchen sink? We've got to be very diligent in our cleaning products while we're trying to clean other things in the kitchen and not our cabinets.
Correct. We see a lot of that happening, Romy, especially when we have clients that are looking for our, you know, to have a full refinish. A lot of times that is the reason why. We do have to be very careful with the appliances that surround our cabinetry. And that's why, you know, as far as maintenance, daily maintenance, I think it's very important to clean as you go, but definitely stay away from those abrasive detergents or cleaners. And as you said, those scrubbers or Brillo pads definitely need to be away from those from your finish, because they will take it away immediately. Yeah.
If you go to rosieonthehouse.com and search keyword cabinet conditioning, you can get the entire article in that weekly to-do. We've been joined with Ray Hernandez of Ray of Light. You can find him in the painting category or in the cabinet category at rosieonthehouse.com.